This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A former New York congressman is giving Illinois Republicans gathered at the National Convention in Milwaukee some advice on how to win in a solidly blue state. Lee Zeldin says Democrats take voters in large cities for granted, but they could be convinced to switch. While running for Congress, Zeldin says he showed up at multiple crime scenes in his district, and he would often be the only politician there. So he'd get in front of the news media and start talking.
I start talking to them about the contrast of ideas between what they have right now with Democratic policies and what we are offering as Republicans, as conservatives, if given the opportunity to try to make their streets safer.
Illinois Republicans are in Milwaukee celebrating Trump, but they're also trying to chart a path forward to gain more voters back home. A progressive stalwart who at times has been a controversial figure in the Chicago City Council is expected to be appointed to lead an influential committee. Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez was elected in 2019. He is known for his fiery speeches, urging progressive policies to address wealth inequality and more. His communication style has made him some enemies in the City Council. Mayor Brandon Johnson is expected to appoint Cicho Lopez to chair the council's zoning committee. That position was vacated late last year. That's when Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa stepped down for alleged bullying of his colleagues. Cicho Lopez is already chair of the Housing Committee. Alderman Walter Burnett, the council's longest sitting member, would replace him. It's unclear if the appointments will pass. Reproductive Transparency Now is deploying over 100 volunteers to festivals this summer. The group's goal is to detract people from crisis pregnancy centers in the Chicago area. Founder Lisa Battisfor is calling the campaign the worst festival of all time. She says in a state like Illinois, where abortion is protected, many people are not aware of efforts to curtail access.
The law protects abortion, but it doesn't matter when the law allows anti-abortion crisis pregnancy centers to exploit the system to be able to prevent people from accessing the care they want and need.
Crisis pregnancy centers are often Christian-based nonprofits that offer pregnancy-related services, not including abortion. Monday night, severe storms swept across the Chicago area, and the National Weather Service says that includes multiple tornadoes. The agency was still identifying tornadoes that touched down in Illinois on Sunday night when Monday's storms came along. Meteorologist Zachary Yak says their survey teams have not been able to confirm everything yet.
It may take, again, probably till at least the end of the week before we'll have, much more stuff finalized.
The National Weather Service's Chicago office has confirmed 11 tornadoes in the region as of last night. That includes an EF1 tornado on Chicago's west side. Some more things you should know today. Five police officers from Columbus, Ohio, reportedly shot and killed a man near the Republican National Convention yesterday in Milwaukee. The man was holding a knife in each hand and resisting police commands, according to the Associated Press. The Ohio officers are in town to help police the convention, part of thousands of out-of-town cops in Milwaukee for the RNC. The Democratic National Convention takes place in Chicago next month. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says they are expecting 500 officers from other agencies to help out during the Democratic convention. Scientists at Rush Medical Center are researching a tool that detects germs in the air in different rooms. The air sampler device is about the size of a desktop printer. It draws air through a machine filter that can later be tested in a lab to identify respiratory pathogens. Rush is so far using the devices in the emergency department, a lobby, and in a hospital entrance. More research is needed to develop a tool that measures the amount of a pathogen present. Today's weather will start out sunny and turn cloudy with a high of 79 degrees, and there's a flood warning in effect until late tomorrow evening. It covers the Des Plaines River from Palatine Road and Prospect Heights downstream to Irving Park Road in Chicago. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-70s. That's it for now. Later today, if you bike around Chicago, you may have ridden the major Taylor Trail. but how much do you know about its namesake? Marshall Walter Major Taylor was one of the country's first prominent Black athletes. He competed at the turn of the 20th century, and today, many cyclists ride in his name. Hear more about the trail and Major Taylor today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.